Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 2nd of March. Events in the Gulf are dramatic and the humanitarian cost of war is always horrible. The economic consequences of current events are, however, less dramatic than the images appearing on smartphones and television screens. Very broadly, there are four considerations. Most obvious is the consequence of a higher oil price, which would be most visible in inflation. The inflation impact is greater in the United States than elsewhere because of the lower tax rate applied to retail oil sales. However, for there to be a real inflation impact, the oil price must be sustained at a notably higher level. And even then, the world has become progressively less oil dependent in recent years. This is not 1973. The inflation impact is more likely to be political. The affordability crisis in the States rests in part on inflation perceptions rather than inflation reality. Until now, rising grocery prices and jumps higher in electricity prices have been partly offset by low or falling gasoline prices. Even if a short-lived jump up in the gasoline price has only a limited inflation consequence, the damage to inflation perceptions is likely to be disproportionate. There's a second potential inflation risk if the conflict in the region again threatens shipping heading towards the Suez Canal. There are media reports that the Houthi movement has said it will resume attacks on Red Sea shipping. This may lead to ships going the long way around and freight costs increasing. However, as with the late 2023 attacks on shipping, the impact on consumer prices from such a move is limited and depends on whether the Houthi act on their threats, of course. Freight costs are a relatively small part of import prices. Import prices are typically about 40% of consumer prices for imported goods, and imported goods are a small part of the overall consumer price level. The 2023 attacks did not noticeably change macroeconomics, though they may have affected costs for individual companies. In the longer term, there are two further considerations. The first is the cost to the United States of this war. US President Trump indicated attacks could go on for 4 or 5 weeks, and there are already reports of a need to urgently replenish weapons stockpiles. That potentially adds to the fiscal deficit. It's not likely to be a huge increase in the near term, but it may well be noticeable, coming alongside the presumed rebate of illegal tariffs. For the region, the fact that other Gulf countries have experienced missile and drone attacks is important. While the peak tourism season for the Gulf is December to February, inbound tourist numbers are high through until May. That will obviously not be happening. And with dramatic stories being posted on social media, there may be reputational damage with longer-term consequences. Similarly, the Gulf has had immigration of some nomadic wealthy in recent years. The nomadic wealthy do tend to have a higher propensity to relocate. Having moved once, it becomes easier to do it again. And if the focus shifts from the security of an individual country to the security of the wider region, there may be economic consequences. While economic data is less likely to grab headlines, the underlying economic narrative obviously still matters. German retail sales were weaker than expected in January, but with a monotonous inevitability, the December numbers were revised up, and revised up dramatically. German consumers are doing notably better than initial data reports and have been doing so for several years. There are a number of business sentiment opinion polls around the world, which will probably continue to be biased to being more pessimistic than the economic reality. And there's also the normal decent amount of central bank noise. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS.
In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.